Hi, and welcome to Meet My Followers, episode number 60, for April 28th, 2011. Hi, I'm your host, Kate Dworkin, and this is the podcast where I interview my actual Twitter followers. Today's guest is Michelle Fox, at Michelle M. Fox. This week's episode is brought to you by Interactly. Interactly takes the guesswork out of mastermind group creation. You can get paired up with entrepreneurs, office folks, CEOs, whoever you need in order to benefit you and your career. We can hook you up with them. So head on over to interact.ly to get started today. My guest today is someone who I consider to be fairly fortunate to have run across because she's another one of those great students that is hanging out with Dr. Brett at the University of Nevada at Reno. Her name is Michelle Fox. Michelle, thank you for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me, Kate.
So, you know, obviously you got the opportunity to see my talk, or at least I hope you were paying attention in that class. And I'm sure that's part of the reason why you reached out to me and you were very interested in this entire process of recording an episode. So my immediate thought was the easiest way for you to learn is to actually be on the show. So, you know, in order to get things started, though, I would love to hear a little bit about your story and how you ended up into, you know, a personal branding course in an MBA program.
Well, I'm a Reno native. I live in Nevada, and I got my undergrad from UNR, and my MBA was something I always knew I was going to do. So after I graduated, I took 2 years off. I did some traveling. I had an amazing 3.5 month backpacking trip in Europe, and then I spent a month in South America. And then I got a job and got some professional experience, and so this is my first semester as an MBA student at UNR. Mm-hmm. And I decided to stick around. I wasn't sure which school I was going to go to, but UNR actually has one of the top-ranked MBA programs in the U.S., so I decided that was where I would stay.
Sure, yeah. You know, it's always nice to stay close to home when you have something that's nationally recognized, right? I mean, I did
exactly.
It myself at Arizona State where, you know, there was a top 10 program that, you know, I couldn't get anywhere else in the nation, even if I wanted to go away, unless I wanted to go to the East Coast, which shockingly enough is where I've ended up. But so, I mean, you know, why did you know very early on that you needed your MBA or you wanted to get your MBA?
It's something that I wanted to do for myself. I think it's an investment and it's worth it in return. And I really think that it will help me in my career in the future. And it's just that little extra push that puts you above the people that you're against out there in the professional world.
Sure, sure. So, I mean, you know, what is the area that you ultimately would like to end up in when you're done with your MBA?
Currently, I'm in the marketing field. I do marketing project management for a high-tech startup company here in Reno.
Okay.
And but my emphasis on my MBA is information systems. So I see technology as the future, yep. And it's something that I want to be involved in and knowledgeable in. So as far as my direction, I think I'm going to stick with the company I'm with for now and get as much experience as I can in the marketing field because it's what I enjoy.
Sure.
But if, you know, an opportunity arises,
of course, right.
With something
Yeah, exactly. You're always open to, you know, should life throw you a curveball, right? And that can come in any number of forms that can force a job decision pretty quickly.
Exactly.
So, I mean, how did you end up kind of getting involved in marketing then? Because now I'm starting to like back my way into kind of the thought process and all this because it's very interesting to me.
I have always had an interest in design and creativity, but I also have a very logical business mind. And so mm-hmm. marketing kind of puts the two together.
Gotcha.
And it's always kind of been the more fun side of business in my mind. So I started out in a sales and marketing internship when I was in my undergrad and just kind of have always had an interest in it. And so I had an opportunity to start with the company that I'm with now. I actually started as a tech writer and they just kind of moved me up into the marketing department because they saw that's where I shine. So it's been a great experience for me.
Gotcha. I mean, it's very interesting to me because, you know, I'll give some color for this, right? I mean, you may or may not know that my undergrad was in marketing. My master's degree was in information management. So it's like you seem to be on a very similar path. And it's very interesting to me to hear it from somebody who's like probably like two steps behind where I'm at, which is,
yeah. You know, I'm coming.
Yeah, exactly. Right. I gotta stay on my game here. So but one of the things that's really interesting about you and part of the reason why, you know, I was more than happy to have you jump on the show is because you seem to really on your blog focus about balance more than anything else, about it not just being about work but being productive so that you can do other things as well.
Yes, balance is hugely important in my mind.
Talk to me about that. Like, how did that kind of get to be a center for you to, you know, write a lot of content around, especially with, you know, it being an assignment inside of Dr. Brett's class?
Well, I originally started out my blog as focusing on organization, but then it didn't take long for me to realize that that's a very small part of something more powerful, which is productivity as a lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And I've always had a life that's packed with activities. I've been a full-time student. I've always worked, and I've always managed to manage my time so that I can do the stuff that I enjoy. And it's so important because you get burnt out or you lose out on really important things in life if you don't create that balance for yourself. So it's just something that I've always made happen because I enjoy traveling, I enjoy exercising, and I enjoy my family. And you have to make time for that. Otherwise, it won't happen. And you get kind of enveloped in those things that you have to do and you get burnt, run down.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that does make a lot of sense, especially with, you know, everybody at this point, especially in this economy that we're currently facing, right? You know, they want to keep their job, they want to keep their stability, but at the same time, they may be lacking in other areas where, you know, personal relationships and their health can be the first things to go.
Right.
And so I think that people like yourself are very important in creating content and helping people kind of find that balance, find that center, because you can't always run at 11 is a common phrase that one of my mentors throws at me, that you got to find that center spot where you can rest and recoup and be ready for kind of what else life throws at you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, talk to me a little bit about, you know, the process of blogging for you, right? I mean, you know, you said that you started out one way and then you've kind of changed directions.
Yeah, it has evolved.
Yeah. So, I mean, what was the initial thought process on, you know, okay, hey, I'm going to get into organization. Was it just, you know, this is something that I could easily write a quick blog post about? Or, you know, how has it kind of changed for you as you've begun to find your own voice?
Well, in class, Dr. Brett kind of encourage us to find something that we do uniquely well to help others. And I've always considered organization and time management as one of my strengths. And so it's something that I wanted to share advice on with others. So I kind of started out that way. And then as I was reading and finding stuff out there, I realized that it's more than just organizing, like to-do lists and keeping your workspace clean. It's, you know, it's how do you fit everything in so that you have time to create balance in your life. And so I get inspiration from things that I experience myself or problems that I hear from other people. And if I, you know, have a clear fix in my mind, I'll write a blog post about it. Or that's kind of how I get my ideas.
Gotcha. So, I mean, you know, for you, you know, and if you're anything like me, which I hope you're not, and creating written blog posts, it's a one and done kind of thing. Like there's not a lot of process to it for me where I, you know, I'll create content and then, you know, I may do maybe one pass on editing and then I post. I mean, is that kind of your experience or are you much more methodical about it? Because you strike me as someone who might be.
I am kind of a perfectionist to my own peril sometimes, but once I get an idea, I find it fairly easy to just flow from it. And then, you know, I do run through it once or twice to edit, make sure it looks good, but I don't spend too much time planning it out. And because otherwise it would take up too much time in my day. And of course I kind of want to practice what I preach and
sure,
not spend too much time on things when there's other things to do. So.
Gotcha. I mean, one of the things that's interesting to me is that it seems like that you are on a somewhat regular kind of release schedule for your blog posts. I mean, is that a conscious choice or is it just when the mood kind of hits you and you crank out a blog post and that is what it is?
Well, for the class, we are required to host twice a week, but it is something that I enjoy doing. I don't have set days that I schedule a post, but I usually try to think up ideas throughout the week so that when it is time to sit down and write, I have a clear path ahead of me. But even after the class, I'm going to continue with this because it's something that I enjoy doing.
I would strongly recommend it, right? I mean, you know, as someone who produces content in various different forms, the upside to you doing so is absolutely massive. And so, you know, I would encourage you, you know, to learn the skill set now, which I know that you definitely are in that right direction, and that you have the guidance of the right people and that you're surrounded in an environment that is going to make that very easy to continue to, you know, create that kind of momentum that you need to get started, to get through the first, you know, 50 blog posts. I think that that's the biggest hurdle that a lot of people end up stumbling upon. They think it's easy and then they get no results and then they fall off of it. And I think that that's something that, you know, if you legitimately enjoy it, and I think that you actually do, I strongly, strongly recommend that you continue to keep it up afterwards. So, I mean, you know, you've talked kind of about what's, you know, kind of currently going on with you with your MBA and all that fun stuff. We've talked about kind of a little bit of your past and how you got to this point, which there was a little something in there that I'll probably touch on actually after we're done doing this little recap. And then, you know, that your fact that you're with this current little tech company that is a startup and that is growing fast, you know, have you kind of begun to figure out how you want to bring together the pieces of this travel bug, which seems to be pretty strong in you, and your current kind of job where you're going to stay after you're done with your MBA?
I'm not sure if the job will offer opportunities for travel in the future, but travel is something that's in my blood. And so as part of creating that balance, I work so that I can do those things. And I definitely see myself traveling in the future. I think some of the most valuable lessons I've learned in my life have been when I'm traveling. You learn a lot about yourself and what you're capable of when you're in a foreign place and you're not in your little comfort zone.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I mean, it's incredibly important in my eyes that people get out of the country and experience new things very quickly, because I think that does give you such a different perspective. So, I mean, you know, I always love asking these questions to people who have traveled around. I mean, there's always that one embarrassing or kind of really funny story that you have from, you know, a certain area. You say that you were backpacking in Europe for 3 months. You know, what's that one story that jumps right out at you when I sit there and I say, you know, tell me something that was extremely interesting or funny or just out of the ordinary, and how did you handle that situation?
There is one story that comes to mind. My friend and I, who I was traveling with, we were, anytime we got on a transportation vehicle, we would fall asleep. And there was this one long trip across Germany where we'd both fallen asleep on the train, and we had come to our stop and we were taking our time getting our bags and everything down because we had these big backpacks, and we were expecting this to be the last stop. So we had some time to get off and, you know, grab our stuff. And then all of a sudden the doors shut and the train kept going. So we totally missed our stop and we had to get off at the next one and try to turn around, and that was kind of an oh crap moment.
Yeah, I had a similar experience outside of Frankfurt where I had been in Germany at that point for about a week, doing Oktoberfest and Berlin and things like that, and ended up having to find a laundromat. And that was definitely one of those experiences where it's like, okay, don't speak the language, or that I do, it's not going to get me where I need to go. Right. And a very kind of scary moment when you're trying to figure it all out. I mean, so you guys got it all handled. You guys got back on track. You guys got to your destination.
We got lucky. There was many times where we got lucky on that trip.
I mean, talk to me about that, though. I mean, if there are many times, there's got to be another one that jumps right out at you.
I would say our most challenging moment was in Italy. We'd been traveling all day from Greece. We took a ferry and a train and a plane and a bus and pretty much everything. And it was about 10 o'clock at night and we were heading to our hostel, and we ended up not getting off at the right stop. And it was the last bus of the night. And so we got stuck at like 10 o'clock at night in the middle of nowhere in Italy and had to find a place. And thankfully, my friends spoke a little bit of Italian, so we were able to find a hotel and negotiate a room and free breakfast the next morning. But that was a really taxing day.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, you know, but it's those types of experiences that you know, give you confidence to do other things, as you spoke about earlier. So, right. You know, it's very interesting to me to talk about all these different types of things with someone like yourself. But one of the things that I love to do at the end of every one of these interviews is to ask you to recommend people for myself and the listeners of the show to follow up on Twitter, because, you know, you're seeing different content than I am on the platform. And that's what's really interesting to me. So who are some of those folks whose content on Twitter that you really enjoy consuming?
There's one called Mark and Angel. They have a really great site with a lot of their posts are list posts, mm-hmm. but it's really inspirational. I find that's the type of content that I really enjoy reading, stuff about positive living and how to just improve yourself and your life. So mm-hmm. that's a good one. I love Zen Habits.
Yeah.
He's got some great stuff.
Yeah. He's definitely one of those guys who creates a lot of content, but creates a lot of valuable content that is very useful for people in hectic living.
Right.
Gotcha. Well, you know, those are a couple of great folks and one new one for me to go follow up and find out who they are and read some of their content and get to know them a little bit better. But Michelle, thank you so much for making the time today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Kate. It's been neat to see how this whole process works.
Well, I hope you enjoyed my interview with Michelle. I certainly enjoyed getting her perspective, and she seemed to really be definitely in a similar vein as I've been in for a bit now, and it's very interesting to hear that from someone who is in the up-and-coming and very involved and very driven, it seems. So hopefully you get a chance to follow her on Twitter. That's Michelle M. Fox, and make sure that you also head on over to her blog to pick up some of her content there as well. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of the show. I hope to see you back next Thursday. Bye for now.